This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Point to some serious war crimes in Mariupol. Ukrainian officials are talking about how many people might have been buried. Evidence says could be 9,000. The world reacts. If you were shopping for a house and you still haven't found one, oops, unless you had a locked-in rate. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage average shot up how much? We're going to talk about it. How about gasoline? Have you pulled up lately to fill up? Depending on where you live, you're paying a little bit more. Is that going to get easier? Is it going to be much more expensive, or what happens there? And oh, the Queen is celebrating a very, very big birthday. Do you think Charles will ever wear the crown? And do you really care? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we are once again, deep into another month in 2022, and still we are fighting the mass wars. Because it's mass up in Los Angeles, but it's mass down in Philly. It is a strange, strange world, isn't it? So let's talk first about a story a lot of people are buzzing about, and that is, of course, the atrocities in the Ukraine. And the mayor of this port city saying that Russian troops have buried maybe as many as 9,000 civilians. They have evidence that the mass grave wasn't a couple hundred, wasn't 1,000, wasn't 2,000, it was 9,000. So this could be one of the biggest war crimes, at least of the 21st century. I do agree with the mayor saying that. The city council in Mariupol accused Russians of buying civilians killed in a place about 12 miles west of that city in large trenches they had dug. He said the bodies started disappearing from the streets of the city, that the Russians were hiding traces of their crimes and using the mass grave as one of the instruments for that. So now, this is jarring. Russian President Vladimir Putin asserted that the victory in that battle for that city was happening, even as hundreds of Ukrainian troops hold out in and around a steel plant in the city, holding on tight. Our President Joe Biden pushed back on Putin's claim, saying there isn't evidence yet of a Russian victory. It's questionable as to whether he controls that city or not. So this is an interesting time, isn't it? Are we doing the right thing as Americans? There was a poll by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs, and the research they did in tandem shows 54% of Americans think President Joe Biden has not been tough enough in his response to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. 36% think his approach is just about right. 8 say he's been too tough. I don't know how you get too tough, but okay, 8% did say that. Where do we go from here? Because there is no end to this new phase of the war as Russia's escalating attacks. And what does that mean for the Ukrainians in the East? Meanwhile, lots of Americans are helping to raise awareness for what is happening to the people in the Ukraine. We've had some on the show. Coming up in our second hour, we're going to go to Poland to talk with Greg Stebbin, who is helping to raise money for ambulances, among other things, because they are mobile medical units, like mobile hospitals, and that is what happens when the people are wounded in any sort of way or need medical attention. You just can't get to them with the towns that are being hit here and there, and with the lack of supplies. So these ambulances are very important, and 70 of them have been destroyed by the Russians. We talked to him earlier in the week. We're going to see what's up coming up into yet another weekend. There is no more weighing in on the Mouse House. Florida stripped Disney of what? They stripped Disney of 66 to 38 of a privileged tax and self-governing status. So what does that mean? Well, the Florida House gave that final push to that bill that would end what they call the Reddy Creek Improvement District, a.k.a. Disney's government. Did you know that? And what happened there is that the Senate also backed the bill by 23 to 16 the day before, so that 68-38 vote in the House means the legislation now goes to Governor DeSantis' desk for signing and could come into effect as of June 1st, 2023. So there still is a little time on that. DeSantis said he wanted to remove Disney's protections because he doesn't support special privileges in law just because a company is powerful. The governor has previously issued support for the measure, saying during a fundraising pitch, Disney and other what he called woke companies won't get away with peddling their unchecked pressure campaigns any longer. So how about that? That is a big blow to what I called the Mouse House, and Disney is not really responding and commenting too much on the changes. And will they launch an appeal? Probably, I would assume, but maybe not. It would be shocking if they didn't. It's going to cost a lot of money. That's what it's going to cost, because what's happened is the newly passed bill rips up a 55-year-old deal that allowed Disney to regulate land, enforce building codes, treat wastewater, and could cost the company millions in local and lost local taxes. Florida's Orange and Osceola counties may also end up saddled with a $1 billion bill of debt currently owed by Walt Disney World. So this could turn into an even bigger fight. So look out. That's the state legislature at work, and this is something that was this Reddy Creek Improvement District. This is something that had been talked about a lot. Some are calling it culture wars and saying it is flaring up big time in Florida, and this is just one example of it. It is a great fair or foul. Fair to strip Disney of that privilege, or foul to not give the mouse the privilege that it had in the past to be grandfathered in. It is kind of intriguing, isn't it? We'll do a little mini unofficial poll. We have a lot of people listening that go to the Mouse House. What do you think? Weigh in, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Although most of you would probably rather weigh in on the masks being back on or off in Los Angeles. It is the regulation now. L.A. County is ordering the return of masks on public transit, rideshare, and LAX. I just was in Los Angeles, or right outside of Los Angeles, did take an Uber, did not have to mask in going back and forth to the airport or anywhere else. So masks now are going to be required on all those trains and taxis and other service vehicles under this new COVID-19 health order that jumps into effect on Friday. And also indoor public transportation hubs, so airports and bus terminals. How quickly that dissolved. We've just scratched the surface. We got more to wax on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Or not. Houses that were once going for $65,000 to $100,000 more than their actual value, or even more than that, are starting to come down to earth a little bit. Meanwhile, rents are up everywhere. So what does that mean for somebody who's looking in either direction? First, this is something that affects a lot of us. You know what it's like when you decide, okay, it's time to move, or you get booted to another place and you have a family and you're moving someplace else. Boy, the timing is tricky on this one. Right now, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 5.11% in the week ending April 21st. That's up 5%. From the week before. It's the seventh consecutive week of increases, and it is significantly higher than what it was this time last year. You know what it was? Oh, this will just make you sick if you got a house. 2.97%. The last time rates reached this level was in April 2010 when they hit 5.21%. Wow. So springtime is normally the busiest time for selling a house, buying a house. But now these upswings in rates might cause some volatility, perhaps in demand. I think it's still a seller's market, but buyers who are interested in purchasing a house might find that the competition isn't as stiff, so they may get a better deal or one that isn't so insane with side deals that are cut, bags of money, all kinds of other offers and things that are tempting the sellers to take the highest bidder for all kinds of different reasons. So buyers have been scrambling to get a home before rates rise too much. Those who weren't able to lock at a lower rate are finding themselves unable to afford the much higher payment on the homes. I mean, that's the reality of it, right? So it was down, 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 and now it's up, 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 and that takes a toll. So if you finance a home, you got to think about this. The cost of financing a home, this is a crazy number, is about 40% higher than a year ago. 40% higher. Demand for homes is cooling in a lot of places, right? But then you say, what if you're caught in the in-between? What does it mean if you're thinking of renting, right? So what about rents? Well, you're stuck because rents have also gone up, up, up. And so just as mortgage rates hit a 12-year high, you've got the double axe on the other end of it of seeing rents rise in a significant amount of areas. And it just depends on where you live. But it is pretty high. There's some tough decisions on what do you do when you see in some places, I'll give you the example, being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas, that's where our satellite facility is, there's been a 30% rise in two-bedroom apartment rents. So, wow, 30%. That's crazy. But it's not the highest. Number one is Jacksonville, Florida, 44.8%. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 41.3%. Hialeah, Florida, 41%. Well, you get my drift here. For everybody listening in Arizona, oh, you make the list. You don't want to make this list. Glendale, Arizona, 37.4%. Mesa, Arizona, 35.5%. Kentucky, we won't leave you out. You're number eight on the list, 31.8%. How about our friends in Arkansas? Lots of people in Arkansas listen to this show. 31.5% in Little Rock, Arkansas. But part of the reason is the demand. So apartment occupancy is an all-time high in the United States. A lot of people are renting. It's a historic high. People are in leases, but then when they get out of the leases and when they expire is when they're getting hit between the eyes with it. And when you see how much higher the occupancy rate is, it's tough because there's not a lot of options, right? It used to be that there was. When I've lived in apartments, I guess I have lucky timing with this, but it seemed like there was lots of vacancies, or certainly enough that you weren't going to get gouged. But now, spring is also a time where people move around, and that is the thing that this is the thing that will pinch a lot of people. And part of this is think of what's happened in the pandemic. It was different during the pandemic where people were just staying put, whatever, just take it, whatever, just stay put. But it's strange because rents fell the most in high-cost cities and then dipped in the suburbs of New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. So that led building owners to offer big discounts and concessions because they wanted the renters. So this also goes to where you live in. If there's no vacancy, of course it's going to be so much higher. And if everybody wants to rent, there's going to be that demand, and that's what you're going to see happen, which can get pretty sticky for some people. Queen Elizabeth is not worried at all about rents of any sort. She's just worried maybe how long she's going to sit on the throne. It's crazy because Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 96th birthday and platinum jubilee. She's been serving on the throne for 70 years. You got to wonder, is there ever a moment in Prince Charles' life when he thinks, you know, I love my mom, but really, 70 years on the throne? People had predicted that he would be there decades ago. To mark the 96th birthday, Barbie released a royal doll to celebrate. And this Barbie has a gown that was probably one of the most iconic on the Queen at the time. It's an ivory gown in a blue ribband with decorations of order and a tiara based on the Queen Mary's fringe tiara. So that's the thing. In the 50s, it's when she came to the throne. Women were certainly not encouraged to work, and politicians were doubtful about a female monarch, especially a young one. So I guess she proved him wrong. And Queen Elizabeth has lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted. So really, seriously, there is a Barbie of Queen Elizabeth. Now, it'll set you back a bit. So if you're looking for a house or you're trying to rent, you got to save some money. And if you have a little girl, you might have to wait on this one. $75 for the Queen Barbie. But wow, 1928 is when she was born. Crazy to think about that, because you think of the members in line in the royal family. And like I said, I don't believe, not that he was hoping for his mother's demise, but I don't believe Charles thought that he would be waiting quite that long to step into the role of the monarchy. And, you know, who knows what happens now at this point. As we kind of bop from one area to another, from coast to coast, the one thing that certainly is something that is common for all of us, besides the conversation about the weather, is also the conversation, like I said, about masks, and that's changing overnight, so you have to pay attention to what's going on there, because it might affect you, especially if you're flying. And flying is where it's all going to come back to roost and wait to see what happens with this appeal from the Department of Justice, even though the Florida judge had basically lifted it, so they're were people, and there are people that have been flying and not wearing masks, but I think it's going to go reverse. It's going to go back the other way, and then we'll be part of whatever happens with this appeal. At least in the airports, it will. So now it's kind of sticky of what to do here. There will be, I think, something across the board that will happen. But the FAA is sticking to its stance on not about the mask, but about unruly flyers. Do you know more than 1,200 what they call unruly flyers, meaning the passengers who kicked up some dust, were reported this year through mid-April? That's crazy. So 1,200 people, 800 of those were related to masks. They didn't want to wear the mask. They threw them up in the air. They punched a stewardess in the face, a flight attendant in the face, or just decided to go after the person sitting next to them. There was some really insane incidents, but I can't believe that it's been 1,200. And if you do that, you can get fined up to $37,000 per violation. That would sting, wouldn't it? Ooh, big time. We're headed to the mailbag next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States ranks 13th worldwide for investments in infrastructure, and President Biden says the $1.2 trillion infrastructure law will help change that. Speaking at the Portland Air Base, the president says the money will go to improve airports, bridges, highways, and broadband across the country.
Never again should a parent have to sit in their car, drive to McDonald's parking lot, sit there with their child to get online so they can do their homework, which was happening during the pandemic.
The president staying on the West Coast, speaking in Seattle on Friday. The Fed Reserve is likely going to raise interest rates more quickly in the near future. Chairman Jerome Powell saying a 50 basis point hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying it's a unique weapon that can overpower any existing missile defense system. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the United States needs to upgrade our domestic nuclear missiles.
Joe Biden earlier this month canceled a routine missile test because he didn't want to do anything that would be provocative or escalatory. Right. And I think Vladimir Putin sees that the West is still on the back foot.
The White House says the test was announced ahead of time and that it has not deterred any plans to continue supporting Ukraine. Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date set for September 6th. Crumbly is accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. The 15-year-old will be tried as an adult and he will remain jailed and won't be moved to the juvenile detention center. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes. Once again, we have arrived. It's one of my favorite things that we do here on this show. Why? Because so many of you email us. This one is from Slam and Sammy. Hey, Katie Kate, it's been a while, but I am checking out your offerings. Trust me, whenever I can, I'm kind of juggling three or four jobs. I was wondering your thoughts on ways to get rid of Putin. Poison, perhaps? Maybe everybody chips in for the world's greatest assassin. I just don't understand how he continues to call the shots and nobody goes after him, even when it's costing filthy rich Russians, those oligarchs, their yachts and all of the wonderful possessions they have because they have nothing but money. You would figure the squeeze that was put on with the sanctions would roll Putin, but apparently it will not happen unless something changes that I'm not aware of. What say you? Well, you're echoing my sentiments and the sentiments, frankly, that people are muttering under their breath about Putin. Like, okay, let's not even say assassination or any of that kind of stuff. Like, wouldn't there be, especially if it's costing Russians that have risen to power financially, wouldn't there be somebody in the political side of things that would want him gone, that would want his, I'll call it, his regime out? We've seen this happen before. I mean, there's always power struggles, even in a democratic society, but we don't know. I mean, we don't know what kind of chess game might be being played behind the scenes, so to speak, at the Kremlin, but it sure seems like there's nothing happening. And part of that is he's good at putting a lid on things and controlling information flow. So the more he can control information flow, oh, and yet people disappear and he shuts things down, well, there's not going to be that access. So maybe there's enough fear that nobody's there to take it away from him. That's what I think. I think if there was someone to do that, they would have done it already. This is from Bobby. Wow, I feel so sorry for those people in the Ukraine who now are dealing with what might be 9,000 people in a mass grave. I don't understand how the Ukrainians are doing what they're doing, having the fortitude to continue to fight, but they're doing it, and their president should be so proud, Zelensky, by the efforts of the men, and I'm sure some women around him, because of how much they've been able to fend off these Russian soldiers. So even though there's a mass grave with maybe 9,000 people, that's what I heard earlier in the day, you know that they were holding on and fighting, and what a miracle this seems to be. Yeah, you know what I just envisioned in my head? What's happening? I mean, the people from Mariupol are exhausted, they're shell-shocked, they're were trying to escape, they have gotten out to safety, many of them, and obviously some of them did not, and they were tortured and victimized by the Russian soldiers. But the city is still holding up. Thousands of Ukrainian fighters are out there doing it. It is like a mini miracle. And good for them that they're there and they're holding them off. And I can only imagine how furious this makes Putin, because I think going back 2+ months, he assumed with the Russian soldiers and the way the Ukraine was set up that this would not be a long battle, that they would come in, Zelensky would be out, and that would be that. But it has not been that way at all, right? So no victory so far for Russia in that port city, which is big, because it's an important city for the reason of where it's located. And now we're hearing the escaped people come out with horror stories of the brutal tactics that the Russian forces are using, saying that they're just relentless, shelling up the night sky, and they're going house to house searching for enemies. So families lived underground and survived on dry pasta or raw grain. Even venturing out to find water could mean death from above. They were living underground. Because when you went out on the street, you saw that nobody was allowed to even collect bodies that were there. There were a lot of buildings on fire, and people talked about that they knew a lot of families burned alive. Wow. They could hear the ground shaking when some of the convoys went by. That is just so crazy to hear the stories. I mean, we knew this was happening, how bad it was. I don't know that we necessarily knew that. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, it looks like the mouse lost the privilege in Disney. I used to live in Orlando. Who knew? I didn't know all this about the land and the tax district and the special deal they got. But all special deals come to an end. And I think that governor sniffed out a rat instead of a mouse. And no matter what people decide to call him, cancel culture or whatever label they slap on it, the legislature is backing him up. And yes, it's primarily on the Republican side, but the votes are the votes. And this just goes to show you, paying attention to what's happening in politics, that most of this is because of DeSantis and Disney wars over the company's opposition to a Florida law that limits how educators discuss the LGBTQ deal in the classroom, even though this has nothing to do with it. Yeah, you're right. They're two separate things, but that's the way to put them. That's the way you push them together. So Disney has about 80,000 workers at its Florida location. It's the most popular theme park in the world. There's lots of other ones, but it's the most popular. And it's a community. It transformed what was once just this community of orange groves into a booming tourism industry. The impact is like $75 billion a year. That's crazy, crazy huge, right? $75 billion with a B. So this bill passed pretty quickly. Disney is now not untouchable. I mean, you have to say, no matter if you hate Ron DeSantis or you love him, he put that on the radar, right? He's been feuding with the Mouse House for since a month or plus ago, and so now this came up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a 1967 deal. I talked about it at the top. You might have missed that. That allowed Disney to become its own. This is pretty sweet. Its own local government on this 40 square mile property that they bought earlier in the decade in the 60s. It's the Reedy Creek Improvement District, and it allowed Disney to bypass local building ordinances and some other rules. And also made it responsible for public services, fire, rescue, sewage treatment, road maintenance, right? So the bill unraveling won't take effect until June of 2023. So it is a repealable thing, and so that they could file an appeal. That's what I'm assuming they probably will do. Disney isn't saying anything. I mean, look, they have a habit of donating millions of dollars to politicians in Florida. And by the way, they're mostly Republicans. But they certainly paused donations after the whole parental rights bill passed. And so hours after this measure passed, DeSantis' press secretary went on Twitter and attacked Disney's opposition to what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill, which was huge around the country, and with so much conversation about it. So Disney is a corporation, this is the bottom line, that built a family-friendly brand for generations, and then they went in a different direction, and now these are two separate things, but they're getting lumped into the same deal. So now I wonder what happens with the appeal. And Disney was giving out some pretty big dough to politicians that were running, and they are pulling that all back in. So reaction to what happened with another controversial bill, but then it springs on to this one, which has to do with the land and money and, frankly, having your own little government to just do call the shots as you see them. What's interesting is we have people listening in Tallahassee. Republicans in Tallahassee, they're saying that local communities could benefit from the unraveling of the Mouse House of the Disney District because it would be an economic boom to Central Florida, is what they're thinking. But let's see. I mean, look, Disney has $1 billion in debt obligations, and then they've got more than $160 million a year spent on public services, which, by the way, that would shift to the local government. How do they feel about that? Because then they would have to pick that up. Wow. Change, isn't that what Bowie said? Yeah, absolutely. But that's a big one, and there is a little bit of buzz over that, over the Mouse House and reaction to what now is happening. They're calling, some people are calling it the most woke place on earth, right? The most woke place on earth. And I think there are some Democratic governors who are reaching out to Disney to say, why don't you move to our state? I don't think Disney is going to pick up and move to another state. I think they're going to stay at their location, and whatever run for the money they get from the Florida legislature and from the governor, they're just going to weather it and kind of zip it up and not say anything. You know, no loose lips sinking the ship, so to speak. Cheap movie review coming up next. This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thinking of going to the movies, there are some interesting movies that are out. There is such a thing as really enjoying it much more on the big screen. I think there are movies that are made for the big screen. And plus, I think it's a whole thing about getting out, right? Going out, getting out of your house, getting out of your same old, and doing some things that you used to do. If you were a movie goer, maybe you only went to a movie a couple of times a year, and I get that. There are definitely people who are not movie goers. I like doing the movie thing. Sometimes it's scarce what's good out there. There are a lot of commercials that are being shown for The Northman, and The Northman looks like it could be pretty good. It's this kind of a story. It's about a prince who's about to become a man when his father is murdered by his uncle, who kidnaps the mother, the boy's mother. 2 decades later, the prince is a Viking who raids Slavic villages, and then he meets a sorceress, who's like a sorceress, but it's a sorceress, that's what they call him, who reminded him of his vow to save his mother, kill the uncle, revenge the father. It sounds like a tale we've heard told many, many, many different ways. But seriously, it looks decent. Hey, 84% of Google users liked it for what it's worth on Fandango, 84%. Are we just starved for movies, or is it that good, right? What is it? Bill Skarsgård is in it. Alexander Skarsgård is in it. Anya Taylor-Joy is in it. There's faces you would recognize if you don't know their names. And if you like that sort of thing, a lot of fighting, the Viking deal, then you might like it. All right, here's a movie, though, for the cheap movie review that I was interested in. And some of you may agree with this choice, and some of you might not agree with this choice. But this is the movie that I have been seeing a lot of spots for all over the place. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Is that not like a great title for a movie? I'm going to go see The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And it is all about Nick Cage. Check it out.
I'm Nick Friggin!
What's the worry here, Nick? You've lost some of your talent as an actor?
No. What did he say?
He says he loves you, but he went in a different direction.
I'm done. I'm quitting acting.
Oh, man, I'm driving through the hills. I'm sorry. One more time.
We got another offer. It's $1 million. It's to attend a wealthy gentleman's birthday party.
The guy that owns this house, what's his name?
Hobby.
Hobby.
Mr. Cage.
Excuse me. Is Hobby going to want me to, you know?
I'm not sure I understand.
Look, it's Hobby.
I am Hobby.
Nick Cage. God, this place is stunning.
What is your favorite movie?
That's one of those questions that's impossible to answer. You can't just limit it to one.
Imagine me and you.
Is it too much? Is this supposed to be me? It's grotesque. I'll give you $20,000 for it.
We could have died!
I'm in position.
I think that's the actor Nick Cage.
Nick Cage? I love you! Have you seen Croods 2?
I'm 44 years old. Why would I see Croods 2? I've seen Face Off and Con Air. What do you guys want?
We're with Central Intelligence. Do you know who you're spending time with? One of the most ruthless men on the face of this planet. I need you to help the U.S. government. Find a way into that room, Nick.
I can see myself doing more of this stuff. I think I might have a real gift for it.
Good, because we got another mission for you.
No.
Your friend is working for the U.S. government.
Don't lie to me.
Are those my golden guns?
They're my golden guns.
I don't want to kill you.
You're the last person I want to kill.
I love you.
I love you. I'm Nick Friggin! We're okay!
All right. I like the trailer, actually. I think it's funny. It is about Nick Cage, so he's the deal. He's the massive talent. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 88%, and that's pretty tough. That they aggregate all of what's out there. So that's a good rating, actually, 88%. Nick Cage accepts that $1 million offer to go to this wealthy fan's birthday party, but then there is an unexpected turn when a CIA op recruits Cage. Can you believe this? For an unusual mission. It takes its toll and a role of a lifetime on him, so it's very intriguing, I think. I don't know. I think it's a cleverly written deal. Nick Cage is in it. You've got Pedro Pascal. If you don't know him, he was in Narcos, and he's been in a few other things, too, as well. And I think you would recognize some other members of this pretty interesting cast. Tiffany Haddish is in it. I think she's really funny. Neil Patrick Harris is in it. You could probably recognize his voice right in the very beginning, and a slew of other interesting people. Anna McDonald is in it too. But I think this one does well. It might do better on streaming because, again, it's that debate over going back to the movies and seeing it that way, or still staying at home and watching it just because it's easier and you just decide, hey, let's watch a movie, and that's what you pick. But I'm going to go see it, and I'll give you more than the cheap movie review. I like it, though. I like the way it looks because I think it's silly and entertaining, but not too slapsticky for me. My slapstick has to be the good kind of slapstick, right? Peppered in with some solid sarcasm, but not the kind that is over the top, right? Not the kind that's over the top. There's another movie that's out that's interesting that's called Father Stew. And this is Mark Wahlberg, who's a serious Catholic. He was raised Catholic, has been Catholic his whole life, and it's not about him being Catholic, but this is this movie, Father Stew, where an injury ends an amateur boxing career for this Stewart character, and he moves to Los Angeles to find money and fame, and he scrapes by as a clerk in a supermarket. Then he meets a Sunday school teacher, and the rest is history. It goes on and on and on. And then he decides that he's meant to be a Catholic priest. So he goes from I want to be famous to a Catholic priest. I don't know, is that a big leap? But in all seriousness, this is getting some good, it's getting good feedback. Mel Gibson is in it. Also, Michael Fairman is in it. You would recognize his face. He's another one of those actors you see, and you say, oh, I know that guy. I've seen him in, oh, what was that thing I saw him? You know, you sit there and go, you know the thing that he was in. He's that guy. And Jackie Weaver, who I think you would recognize, too, and that's the same deal with her. Oh, what was she in? I saw her in this. I saw her in that. So that could be more your speed than the Nick Cage thing. Or it might just be that you're streaming something. Because there are big things that are happening on streaming, too. And it might be that none of this is what you want to go see at the movie theaters. Because we're coming up on some big weeks here where the blockbuster-type movies get released. And one of the really anticipated movies coming out is Top Gun. Is the follow-up to the original Top Gun from the 80s. And Tom Cruise is in this. And I've seen slices of it. It looks kind of interesting. I don't know how it plays out in the theaters. If it's a nostalgic thing for people who love Top Gun, then they go and see this. It could be that. But is there enough draw to make that happen? I don't know. Also, Ozark is coming back. Woohoo! I know. Some people think it's too dark. I like Jason Bateman. I'm just giving you my two cents. I like Ozark. I think it's clever, and I can't wait to see how it ends. The music means I have to end it for this hour anyway. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks so much to my friend Alex for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.